Hey there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is our podcast called In Case You Missed It. It's, in case you missed stuff.
Shame on you.
That's why we named it that.
Should have caught it the first time.
In case you missed it, there's some place Tony was telling us about this morning that has put in a rage room.
Got a neat one here for you sportsy people.
Okay.
It's actually a Philadelphia Flyers hockey.
Mm-hmm.
They've opened the first rage room.
Rage room?
Yep.
Like where you go when you get mad? Rage room?
Exactly. All right.
I thought that was just called stadium.
Yeah. No. It's a room there. Guests will be able to go into it after a defeat. And you can break things, plates, glasses, pottery.
Really?
Yes. Disassemble the room.
That sounds awesome.
Freaking go bonkers in this room. It's a rage room.
Wow.
Hey, but if we implement this rage room into the home.
Yeah.
And you had a room in your house.
Oh, for like.
That was set for emotions.
Uh-huh.
You know, that way everybody had, you know, their own mood room.
That'd be great.
You could have the festiveness foyer.
When, yeah.
Where all the.
All the, you know, festive stuff
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you're happy. Go up there in the festiveness foyer.
Mm-hmm.
You could have the depression deck.
Oh, where's Tony? he's out there on the depression deck.
Heads up his butt again. The decision den.
Don't go in there.
Yeah.
Wow, what's going on?
A big decision den.
Oh.
Or if you're thinking about it, you sit on the contemplation commode. That's where your best thoughts are arrived at.
That's where you go before decision den.
Yeah, right.
You gotta go on the
And if you're just too puzzled, you'll go to the bewilderment basement.
It would be odd to go into your kitchen and see a naked man drinking milk singing a song.
Yeah.
But it happened.
All right, so this guy, he's in bed, right? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's sleepy time.
Yeah, sleep time, 3 AM.
So he's in his bed, 3 AM. And he hears somebody singing in his house. And he's like, well, that's weird. I'm the only one here. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What the heck's going on?
Yeah, no kidding.
So old boy grabs his pistol,
and he
starts walking down the steps. Because that's where someone's singing. He hears it downstairs.
Someone's singing in his house.
You're right. 3 o'clock in the morning. He's got his pistol. He's going down the steps. He gets to his kitchen. And in his kitchen is a man.
Uh-oh.
Sitting on his kitchen floor, naked, drinking milk. Oh, and singing.
He's sitting, singing.
There's a man in his house, naked, sitting on the kitchen floor, drinking milk and singing songs.
Boy, there's something you don't see every day, ain't it?
No. So he called the cops, and he was no problem. He was a nice guy, apparently.
Could y'all please escort naked milk-drinking singing man out of my kitchen?
It doesn't say what song he's singing, so we get to think about what song. What song was he singing?
Yeah.
If it's me, I'm going, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Because I think that would be funnier to do, yeah. Or that old, you remember that Bismarcky song? Oh, baby, you! You got what I need. Yeah, maybe that one.
All right. If we're going to go back that far, I'm going Cher if I could turn back time.
Well, you couldn't do Cher unless you were wearing fishnets. Would you be wearing fishnets, Tony?
We had some social media theater.
Here you go.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
All right, well, we've been to Facebook. We finally found some drama, and it comes from Kevin.
Yeah, the drama llama's been to Kevin's house.
Kevin went from being engaged to single. He changed his relationship status, and here are the comments that ensue. I'll play John and Shannon. Tony, you play Jess and Will.
All right, got it.
John, congrats, dude.
Jess. Oh, no.
You and Shannon on the rocks, huh?
Shannon, all of you and your friends can off, you sticks.
Well, does that answer your question, Jazz?
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Here's today's word of the day.
You'll sound smarter.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Chippertorium. A chippertorium is for deceased people whose last wishes were to be landscape material.
Oh, God.
Chippertorium.
Last Tony's word of the day. This is the best country lyric that was never written.
It ain't in a jukebox yet either.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Preacher man says it's the end of time, and there's people called vegans that won't eat swine.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
real good.
This guy in the Kansas National Guard, his name is Bill Cookson. He recently started painting his house, but then he got deployed before he could finish.
Oh, I had to go.
Well, somebody at his local Chamber of Commerce heard about it, and then that person got in touch with a teacher at a nearby technical college who told their students about it. And then every single one of them was like, yeah, let's do this thing. Let's paint that guy's house.
What?
Yeah, about 40 students showed up at the house to paint it for him, and the teachers were there too. Local businesses donated all the paint and supplies they needed, so it didn't cost William or didn't cost Bill anything, the guy who got deployed. A student named Austin Workman told a local news station that he and his classmates don't have a lot of money, but they do have time. So they thought it was a great way to thank him for his service. Sure was.
This officer, he's got the time to go protect our freedom. And these young people just went and painted his house for him.
To Guardsman Bill Cookson, the local technical college, and all 40 of you students, you are
real good.
That wraps it up for today. Thank you all so much for listening. And be sure to subscribe and to share, if you wouldn't mind. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.